الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا عباد الله، فثبتوا في الأرض. قال: 40 يوما، يوم كسنة ويوم كشهر ويوم كجمعة وسائر أيامه كأيامكم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. دوسرے پڑھ Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, the noble companions, ashab kiram, questioned Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with great respect that how long will Dajjal stay in this world. Kulna ya Rasulullah wa ma labthuhu fil ard. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded and replied, he said, قال 40 يوما. A clear, precise answer. That is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Dajjal will stay in this world only for 40 days. 40 days. 40 يوما. يوم كسنة. The first day of Dajjal will be like 1 year for the people. وَيَوْمٌ كَشَهْرٍ. The second day of Dajjal will be equivalent to 1 month for the people. وَيَوْمٌ كَجُمُعَةٍ. And the third day of Dajjal will be like 1 week, one Jumu'ah. وَسَائِرُ أَيَّامِهِ كَأَيَّامِكُمْ. And the rest of the days will be normal days, like how you pass. This is the information given to us with regards to the time limit that is given to Dajjal when he comes. Before we go into the explanation of the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brothers in Islam, we are living in the time of fitna. Fitna. The mind and the heart is affected. The shaitan is there whispering into the hearts, which is known as the wasawis. Materialism has become the fundamental aqidah, belief of an individual. The mind today only wants to accept that item which his own mind, the individual's intellect, can absorb. If the mind cannot accept it, then he will not believe it. Allahu Akbar. And at times we see that a lot of people even reject some of the fundamental points of Islam because of the weakness of the iman. The level of taqwa is so low that when we talk to them in that very high degree of taqwa, there is this element of doubt and suspicion in the heart, and that comes from the shaitan. How is it possible for Hazrat Osman radiallahu ta'ala an, the son-in-law of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to read the entire Quran in one night, in a single rakat? How is it possible? This how, if it is born into the heart, then these are signs that the iman is very, very weak. Very weak indeed. That is the karamat, the power given to Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was ashik of the Quran. But again, when we read the seerah, the biography of these great saints, our predecessors, pious people, the shuyukh, the mashayikh, when we read their biography and some of the mujahada, the sacrifices they did, if the mind cannot accept it, we look at that item with an element of in denial. You don't want to accept that 100%. You are in doubt. How can Hazrat Usman read in one rakat the whole of the Quran? Yes, the Maulana has said it, but fine. It has not hit the heart. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, the great faqih. And I always say to my brothers here, alhamdulillah, especially to my congregation, the shaitan in the year 2002 is targeting at two things. A lot of things are there that he targets, but especially the two things. One is madrasa and one is fiqah. One is madrasa and one is fiqah. He targets madrasa through the system of secularism or integration between secularism and madrasa in a very beautiful way. He is also very, very powerful, the shaitan. No, I'm not saying we should not study the Quran, but you know. And once you get rid of the madrasa, obviously you're getting rid of Darul Uloom, and once you get rid of Darul Uloom, then we don't have scholars, we have a group of juhala. Juhala. No knowledge of Islam. No knowledge of Islam. Want to read the individual prayers in a very loud way, not even realizing that it might be disturbing the whole world. But here the shaitan is telling them, no, you are doing a great thing. You are performing salat. But he is reading the sunan, the nawafil in a very loud way that the whole world and the whole masjid can hear. This is how the shaitan attacks. And we are living in a time of fitna that when we go, or if you were to tell someone something good about Islam, Mauli sahab ne to bahut takabbur se wo ara bhi hai. Allahu Akbar. So that is what the shaitan does. Wants to target the madaris, and he wants to target fiqah through the system of Wahhabism, Salafism, and all these new groups that we find are born in the universities. You don't have to follow any of the fiqh. You don't have to follow any of the fiqh. Allahu Akbar. Once the fiqh is dismantled, there is no sharia, there is no Islam, there is no law. Once there is no law, there is chaos. If you don't have police, if you don't have a system, Allahu Akbar. System is in this country. System is in England. Beautiful system. Though they are not Muslims, but the law, in a sense, everything is there systematically. Do that, you get that. Do this, you no waiting, no nothing. Allahu Akbar. You have the right documents, it's there. You push it in, it happens. You go to a Muslim country, no. It don't happen that way. You have to wait, drive, this, that. I don't want to go off course, unfortunately. The akhlaq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not there. Allahu Akbar. So it is two things that the shaitan is targeting. The shaitan is very, very powerful. Subhanallah al-Azim. So we have to be very, very careful. We are in the time of fitna, where the shaitan is there all the time playing with the minds. How can Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi perform generally for 40 years, Isha Salah, with the wuzu of Isha Salah, he would read Fajr Salah. And someone came to me and he said to me, Maulana Sahab, don't you think you people go overboard? You praise someone over the limit. I said, how? He said, how can Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi for 40 years perform Fajr Salah with the same wuzu which he read the Isha Salat with? I said, you have not understood the quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. When you say 40 years, it don't mean every day for 40 years. It means generally that was the adat of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. Generally that was the practice. Don't take it literally. Generally that is, and you give that buzruk the benefit of that doubt, because a lot of the shuyukh, the students were there, they would always see him in the night, he would not sleep. There were people there as witnesses that he was day after Isha performing salat until subhanallah Fajr time. And we don't have to go as far as Maulana Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. Even in the times that we live in the last stages, when Hazrat Imam Maulana Qasim Nanutwi rahmatullah alayh was sick, and when he retired, that was his habit also in his local masjid. After Isha Salah, he would tell the caretaker that you can go home, leave the responsibility of the masjid to me, I will lock it. And Hazrat would be there standing in one corner of the masjid until the muazzin would give azan for Fajr Salat. That is the tartib. But the mind will not accept, because materialism has taken over. Materialism. We believe in more, we will believe in technology, we will believe in everything that is out in the market. But it is hard to believe something that is part of Islam. 3 days ago I was reading a kitab, one buzruk, the name was not mentioned of that buzruk. When he was breathing his last, just about to leave this world, he noticed that especially the women folks were crying loud. Family members were crying, Hazrat Jare, Hazrat Jare. He called all of them, he gathered them, and he said to them, he says, why are you crying? You should be rejoicing. Death for a mu'min is tahfa, is a gift. It is not azab. Allah does not punish a mu'min, a believer. Allah has made jannat for who? وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Give glad tidings to the people who have iman. وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Who do good actions. أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ. For them is paradise. To rejoice. And he said to the family members, he said, in this room alone, your father has completed the Quran 30,000 times. How many times? 30? We haven't got the time to read Yasin Sharif every day. Yasin Sharif is not even farz. We haven't even got time to wake up for Fajr, which is farz. We haven't got time. We are living in a very fast world. Very, very busy. We haven't got time. Allahu Akbar. So how can someone complete 30,000 times Quran in one room? The intellect will not accept. How is it possible that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu's habit was that after Isha Salah he would not sleep until he would send durood to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam 10,000 times every day? Something that the mind cannot accept. And that is the time that we are living in, my respected brothers. That is why, subhanallah al-azim, the companions, the ashabi kiram, all credits, all respect must be given to the companions. 1423 years ago, there was no steam, no gas, no petrol. It was there, but it was not in use like how it is today. Subhanallah. The mushrikeen wanted to capitalize on that Mi'raj, and false propaganda took place in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced that I was sleeping in the house of Umm Hani radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Jibreel Ameen came, he took me from the room, from the place where I was resting, from Makkah Mukarramah to Baytul Muqaddas, that is Isra, and he saw Medina Munawwara and all the areas where Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam were resting, the Mazar. He saw Madian, he saw the Ilaqa of the Middle East, and then from Baytul Muqaddas to the heavens, all the seven heavens, he made mulaqat of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. He saw Jannat Jahannam, Sidratil Muntaha, he saw all the Malaika, all the prophets that were there. He met Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam has to come down. He met Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam gave mashwira to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No 50 salat, go back. You know the story, don't you? Go back. Our sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went back until namaz was discounted to 5 salat. He stood in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a gift, a tuhfa, to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of salat. Our sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back to Makkah Mukarramah in the room of Hazrat Ummihani radiallahu ta'ala anha in the morning, when our sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced to the companions that this is what had happened, this is Mi'raj, this is the miracle. Allahu Akbar, not a single Sahabi had doubt in the Mi'raj of Nabi. It's easy to understand Islam today because of the technology that is around us. But go 1,000 years back, people living in the desert, for Huzur alayhi salatu was salam to go in one night, not even one night, my respected brothers. Hazrat Umme Hani says that when a person sleeps, because of the body heat, the bedding becomes warm. Apne dekha na? The bedding becomes warm. She says that Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he left my room, when he came back, the bedding of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was still warm, feeling to us, indicating to us that the Mi'raj was not even for one whole night. It was just for a few seconds or for a few minutes. But for a mu'min, for a believer, alhamdulillah, every Muslim believes. He does not reject the Mi'raj of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the kuffar learnt of the Mi'raj of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they wanted to target Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. At that time he was out on a business trip. On a business trip. All the brothers here, mashallah, business people. And even the mothers and the sisters listening at home. We won the two houses here, just adjacent to the masjid. Inshallah. Don't think that my son does not pray here. So I don't need to donate and contribute to this. No. Give wholeheartedly for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tulhikum amwalum wala awladukum an zikrillah. Iman walo, tum apni awlad aur apne maal ko halakat mein mat dalo. Allah ke zikr se, and the greatest zikr is madrasa. Greatest zikr is madrasa. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. اور جس نے یہ کام کیا اس نے بہت زیادہ نقصان اٹھایا. He is the one who is at lost. وَأَنْفِقُوا, spend, مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ, of the ni'mah that Allah has given you, Allah gives you. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ, before death comes to you. فَيَقُولْ, and at that time he says, oh Rabbi, lawla akhartani, if you give me time for a sadaqah, wa akum min as-salihin, I will be pious. It will be too late at that time. So alhamdulillah, here Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was a businessman. So tijarat is also the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for those people who say, oh alhamdulillah, hablan Allah, Allah will do everything. That is jahalat. What is it? Jahalat. You have yaqeen on Allah. Allah does everything. What are you talking about? Have yaqeen on Allah, but Allah tells you, go and work, then have faith. Have yaqeen on Allah. If you are ill, you can't say have yaqeen on Allah. No, go to the doctor. Let him give you medication. Go to the ulama, they'll give you something to pray or read the Quran or some wazifa, inshallah. Make your treatment, you know, whatever you can do. And then have hope with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the sunnah. So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, when he came back, the mushrikeen were there waiting for him. They stormed him. And he said, Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr, ya Abdullah, wait. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq saw all of them. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was a VIP at that time for the Meccans also. Great leader. They respected him. And they said, what is your opinion of Abu Bakr? If someone would say in one night he went to Makkah from Makkah, he went to Baitul Muqaddas from Baitul Muqaddas, he went to the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, fourth heaven, fifth, sixth, seventh, he met all the prophets, he saw all the angels, he saw everything, he met his Lord, he saw Jannat, Jahannam, he came back all within one night, all from Isha to Tahajjud. What would you call that person? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala knew exactly. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq said that if from the entire world, if this declaration was made by the auspicious mouth of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then everyone in this world who denies and rejects what Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam has said, he is insane and majnoon. And whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, it is nothing but the truth, it is haqq. They had nothing to say to him after that. Some of the muhaddithin have said that the title of Siddiq was given to him when he answered that to the kuffar. This was the power, this was the yaqeen. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam ne jo baat kahi, baat khatam ho gayi. If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the Dajjal will have one eye, he will have one eye. Don't think, oh, how can the Dajjal have one eye? If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the Dajjal will put up a show, two ludicrous shows, he will have his Jannat and he will have his Jahannam. Don't let the shaitan interfere. Don't let him play with your mind and your heart. Oh, how will the Dajjal walk in England and in America with his Jannat and Jahannam? Allah, that is again from the shaitan. Every word of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is nothing but the truth. If Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam said, Arba'una yawman, he will live in this world for 40 days. There is no 41 days for Dajjal. Absolutely, Dajjal may stay in this world for 40 days. Why? It has come out from the mouth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yawmun kasanatin, one day is like 1 year. Then it is like 1 year. There is no doubt, my respected brother. I am saying that because we are talking on the subject of the signs of Qiyamah, where sometimes a lot of the points that are mentioned may be beyond our imagination. And the shaitan will be there interfering with us, with the system. We have to be crystal clear. We have to make sure that our taqwa, our iman is clean. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, whatever he has said, it is there, it is perfect. Our intellect is wrong. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can never be wrong. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time, living in the Arabian Peninsula, where there were hardly any dogs, he said, a time will come when humans will love dogs more than their own relations. Aaj Europe mein dekhe? Say ya, dog food, cat food, every food, all sorts of food. Wherever you go, express you and all you. Allah. And that is it. Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam said that a time will come near the day of Qiyamah that something on his thigh will tell him of the incidents that has occurred, something that has happened to him with the family. Shuyukh, the scholars have mentioned that Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you could not sort of understand the hadith 60, 70 years ago, but it makes sense that when the mobile phones came out first, a lot of people took great pride in attaching them near the hip here. A lot of people still do that. The mobile phone tells them everything. Ghar pe ye hua, this has happened, it rings, and the beepers. Everything Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said. Everything, no doubt. Subhanallah al-Azim, and that should be our yaqeen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said for 40 days, one day, one year, one day, second day, like 1 month it is there. Should be no, nothing difficult. Why? Today you can have breakfast in England, and then you can have your supper somewhere in the Fiji Islands, the other side of the world. Technology is there. We can do that. Travel the whole world. Nothing difficult today in the time that we live in. That is why the companions, Subhanallah al-Azim, made it even easier for us when they said, Qulna ya Rasulullah, wa ma isra'uhu, O Prophet of Allah, then how fast will this Dajjal travel? His speed. What car will he have? Will it go 220 miles per hour? 260 miles per hour? And be careful now, there are a lot of cameras. A lot of cameras. 60 pounds are needed. Dispatch this letter to him. You can pick and choose. Nothing, no problem. Who's there to see? No one. Except, we accept the system. How fast will the Dajjal travel? Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made it so easy. He said, Kal ghaysi istadbarathu rih, like how the strong wind blows the cloud, that is how the Dajjal will travel. Like how the strong wind blows the clouds, that is how the Dajjal will float. He will travel the whole world, south, north, east, west, everything, fast, nothing will stop him. No boundaries, no border, no checking for him. All the kuffar will be with him at that time. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Fayati ala al-qawm, he will come to different communities, fayadruhum, inviting them, fayukminuna bihi wa yastajibuna lahu. Many communities will bring iman on the Dajjal and will obey him. And he will show the magic. By the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, power will be given to him. فَيَأْمُرُ السَّمَاءِ, he will point to the sky. فَتُمْتِلْ, and it will rain. وَالْأَرْضُ, he will point to the earth. فَتُمْبِتْ, and food will grow from it instantly. You won't have to wait for 6 months. He will point there, everything will grow. This is the power given to him. What will your iman be at that time? When he shows the people at that time everything. Everything that is unimaginable. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ya ibadallah, O slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fasbutu, be very, very strong. Be very, very strong. Another very important issue on the subject of Dajjal, one must remember, is that Dajjal has been born. Dajjal has been born. Dajjal is here somewhere in the world. Where his whereabouts, that is only in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us information. Hazrat Abi Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an is the narrator. He says, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that the parents of Dajjal will have no children until after 30 years of their marriage. After 30 years, the Dajjal will be born to them. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I said that at birth, his one eye will be disfigured, one eye will be spoiled, and there will be one tooth protruding out from the mouth. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I said that in the early days, he will be extremely lazy. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that generally when you see him, it will be as if he is sleeping, his eyes is shut, but his heart is there, he is awake with the heart. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given description, even describing the mother of Dajjal. And not to forget the hadith that I had mentioned 2 weeks ago, Hazrat Tamim Tari radiallahu ta'ala, who was a Christian at that time. Hazrat Tamim Tari, with a group of people, he boarded a ship and strong winds blew him off course. They ended up in an island somewhere. Hazrat Tamim Tari did not even know. No one was there on that island except for Hazrat Tamim Tari and the group of people, about 7 people, were with him. Subhanallah al-Azim, Jasasa was there, the spy of Dajjal, and they went to Dajjal, and for the first time one companion, Tamim Tari, saw Dajjal there. He is there in an island somewhere. Even today, my respected brothers, there are not one but incalculable areas where man has not put his foot. Hazaro aisi jagah. In the ocean, dry land, so many areas, man has not been there. He is there, isolated from the people. He will come out when the time is right, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the permission. That is why Huzur alayhi salam said, every prophet who came in this world warned his community of Dajjal. And it should be easy for us to understand, alhamdulillah, that even after 1,423 years, there should be no doubt that Dajjal is alive. The age of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam is said to be 1,000 years. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam lived for 950 years. That is just the period of Nabuwat given to him. And when we look at the sun has been there from day one. The moon has been there from day one. What is difficult for Allah to protect and to give life to Dajjal for a long period of time? If you recall back, I had mentioned that there was one jinn who met Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose name was Hama. Hazrat Hama, jinn. He was 3 years old when Qabil killed his brother Habil at that time. From the time of Nuh alayhi salam, he was alive, he met Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine the age that Allah had given him. The jinns are there. So many jinns. A lot of scholars, as mentioned earlier on, they have, some of the jinns were Sahabi, and some of the scholars have met them. Hazrat Sahal radiallahu ta'ala an met a jinnat who was wearing a kurta that was on that jinnat for 700 years. He said, I met Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam with that jibba, and I met Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with that same jibba. 700 years. So what is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give a long life to Dajjal? He will come out when the time is right. Yajuj and Majuj are there, as it is mentioned in Surah Al-Lu'ad. And Hazrat Tamim Tari radiallahu ta'ala at that time was a Christian. And Dajjal pointed out some of the signs before he comes out. He said that, are there still dates on the tree of Bisat? Bisat is a village in Syria. Are there khajur there? Hazrat Tamim Tari said, yes, there is still khajur there. He says, then it's not time for me to come out. A time will come when there will be no khajur. The second thing, he said that the Nehr of Qadariya, is there still water there? And today if you look at the Sea of Galilee, there is a shortage of water there. Even after the Hukumat, the Israeli government, putting pumps in there, the water is drying up. The water is drying up. One of the signs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Sea of Galilee will dry up. Exactly at that time, the jar will come out. Very, very close. The plants, the garkat trees are there, planted. At that time, Hazrat Tamim Dari said, there is still water in Tabariya. He said, what about the springs of Zumar, again, one area in Syria? He said, yes, there is still water in the springs of Zumar. And then the fourth question put forward to Hazrat Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala an was that, what about the last prophet? Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is he out? Has he been born? What have the mushrikeen, the Meccans done to him? Has he migrated? He even has the information that he is not to come out until hijrah is done of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala, living in the Arabian Peninsula, was well aware of what had happened to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Said to Dajjal at that time, he says, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has migrated, a lot of people have accepted him. He says, after hijrat, these are some of the signs that Allah will give me permission, I will come out. And straight away after that, Hazrat Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala and came to Makkah Mukarramah. He met Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time in Madinatul Munawwara, and he embraced Islam. Allahu Akbar. The main topic today, my respected brothers, is that we should not have doubts. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is haq. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that there is punishment in the grave. Yes, there is punishment in the grave. There is no doubt. You can't see it. But if Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam has said, إِنَّمَا الْقَبْرُ رَوْزَةٌ مِّنْ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةُ وَحُفْرَةٌ مِّنْ حُفَرِ النَّارِ صلى الله عليه وسلم said تقدير fate, everything there, predestiny, whatever you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge. Allah knows exactly what you will do. That is the power, that is knowledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said there is Jannah, there is Jahannam. We have to believe in everything. Especially our youth, my respected brothers, growing up in this society. Alhamdulillah, we are fortunate. We are living in Leicester where we have a good Islamic environment. But so many areas when you go out of Leicester, where the Muslims are in minority, when you speak with them, when you talk with them, Allahu Akbar, their aqaid, their understanding, Subhanallah al-Azim, in fact some of the people don't even know how to make wuzu properly. Some of the people don't even know how to recite the Quran properly. Some people even say, oh, it is fine to touch the Quran without wuzu. We are not touching the Quran, the letters, we are just touching the Quran. The Quran is just a covering. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Everything what Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, it is nothing but the truth. Dajjal will come, and he is exactly what Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described. All the powers that are given to him is based on magic, is based on jadu. Alhamdulillah, that covers a lot of the topic and description of Dajjal, inshallah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, next week we can continue with the coming of Gog and Magog, Yajuj and Majuj. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inna kunna minal zalimeen. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyata fi dunya wal-akhirah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka 'abduka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adhaka minhu nabiyyuka 'abduka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa antal musta'an wa 'alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.